business needs to keep on going. And so how do we use what you have to create something that's really interesting and effective?
Business does need to keep on happening. Corporate production and content marketing have become a massive consumer of the service that our industry turns out. So today we're continuing our theme of being productive in isolation and getting back to work. And I have to admit, I have taken this opportunity and this short podcast series on working in isolation to be extremely selfish. I have absolutely loved brainstorming with each of our guests this month, and today is no different. I was thinking just today, if I introduced one more guest as my friend, people are going to stop believing me. But it's just the truth. Today, another friend, another opportunity to talk to someone very intelligent about getting back to work in this space. Today on the show, we have Chad Lakin.
I just introduced myself as the VP for Shootsta in North America, leading a team of amazingly creative individuals helping brands create video content at scale.
Of course, that's how he would describe himself because he is incredibly humble. I've described Chad before as having gravity. I don't think he really liked the term, so I've continued to use it, but certainly he does have a gravitational personality.
We're connected. It's amazing. I feel so close to you right now.
I know, but so far away, Chad.
I know. It's hard.
Creating content as we chat over the phone, doing our best to social distance, Chad and I had a great conversation today.
How do you help them create content when they're not in their office?
I think we should talk about that. What do you think?
Let's talk about it.
Getting back to creating corporate content is the topic of today's Video Production Daily.
So it's a challenging time to be creating video content at scale because the way that we used to do it is kind of disintegrated a little bit. But Shootsta has some unique competitive advantages. And I mean, the biggest reason I wanted to talk to you on this podcast, Chad, was just to get your perspective on how are people doing media creation right now? What is going on? What are some of the innovative ideas that you've seen happening over the last few weeks?
Yeah, it is interesting. I think for a lot of our clients, you know, and looking at our model, if you're not aware of how it works for the listeners, is, you know, we've got this camera kit that we train these brands to shoot content on. And so for a lot of our clients, it was like, okay, you're working from home, and their camera kits were locked up in their offices. And so we had to pivot very quickly into, you know, how can they create content when they're at home where they can't get into the camera kit? And so really looking at the devices that they have on them, which is obviously their phone. And so we moved very quickly into ramping up our learning content in that sort of space. And it's always something that we have educated people on. We have a mini kit that's got an iPhone in it and a gimbal and all that sort of stuff. And so it's always been a tool in our toolkit, but now we're really focusing on that. And so it truly is the democratization of video when you are working with individuals that are not connected to each other physically and going, how do we create content, especially as a team, with the devices and the gear that we have? And so that's kind of where we've been putting our efforts and really speaking to our clients about all the other stuff that they can be putting out besides just, you know, video that is shot on device. And so recently we put some new products into the market that include things like animated explainer videos, you know, working with Kinetic Type so that our clients can still get marketing messages across, even looking at podcasts and vodcasts as well. It's such a huge space. When you really break it down, we can actually quite easily fit it into our model. And then also things like pre-produced webinars, some more long form content as well. And really helping our clients to keep their content flowing, even though we're in a time where there are some interesting challenges. Yeah, is life feeling kind of normalized for you guys up there now with the shelter in place? Like, is it kind of, you know, the hysteria's died down, or is it still crazy?
Yeah, you know, I had a couple of days where I went a little crazy. I shaved my face, and I think that was I think that was me like reclaiming my power. Like, okay, I'm in control of my life. And this week actually has been one of the most productive weeks of my entire career. So I'm just getting a ton done, and I feel like I've kind of hit the stride, hit the pace. We've got a routine. I wake up in the morning, I shower, I put on shoes, I do all that stuff. There's a lot of things that I'm really enjoying. I also, like, my communication circles have changed. When I went into the office, I communicated with the same 10 people every day. Mm-hmm. And now that everything is virtual, I'm communicating across the teams better. And also, I just, you know, I did a bunch of LinkedIn messages for people that I haven't talked to in ages, just to see what other people were doing. And I've done these podcasts, which has been really good to just get a bunch of ideas. And now I feel like I'm off to the races. And honestly, if this thing ended tomorrow, I'd be a little disappointed because I feel like there's still a lot to do.
Wow.
But it's been like a really great calibrating time.
That's awesome. You know, I think we're making changes and innovations in this sort of space, which are fast tracking, which is, you know, all cool and fun and terrifying. But through any sort of trial, there's always opportunity. Who's seeing some really cool pivots or new businesses popping up out of this time? As you know, so many people are just talking about the opposite, right? Businesses
yeah.
closing and people losing their jobs and whatnot.
You know, it's been interesting because I've had a lot of people call me and ask a few questions about, you know, there's all these people sitting at home. How do we communicate with them? How do we train them? There's unique opportunities that you didn't have before where you've got people, a lot of them on the clock, wondering what to do with their time now that they're not in an office. And I think this long form webinar product sounds really interesting. Can you tell me a little bit more about what that product looks like and how, you know, people could leverage it? And how is this different than people getting on a WebEx?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you think about something that's going to be more of a long form, you know, webinar, think of it more as, you know, with all these physical events being canceled, we're moving things to more of a virtual space. Now, when you're doing a WebEx, when you're doing a live stream, something like that, a lot of times quality can suffer, especially right now with the entire world on those streams. And so we're looking at, well, how do you produce that piece of content so it's more on demand? And then looking at the post-production that you can be adding to that to just really level up the quality. And so in that regard, you know, it could be someone, for example, presenting their 25-minute keynote message. And so we're saying, hey, this is how you can shoot that. You can shoot it on your iPhone. Here's some of the tools that you may need. You know, let's increase the audio quality. Let's get you a mic, a little tripod. And then they can actually be presenting their keynote. And then also, you know, with our model, submitting that along with, you know, their deck and whatnot. Maybe we're putting some overlays in there, some bullet points, putting images, videos into it as well. And so that you're creating a piece of content that someone may present at a conference, but can watch it as a 25-minute video. And that's going to be something that's a more higher quality experience than just jumping on a WebEx.
Yeah, I think everybody's going to have to make these kind of adjustments. It's very interesting. I saw that Brightcove, I assume that this is because they're probably canceling their Play conference this year, but they are going to release an OTT app that you can put on your, you know, smart TV, and they're going to deliver their content that way. So I think we're going to see a lot of this stuff happening. And it does seem like there's a real opportunity there for the higher quality remote training, remote communication type of work.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, looking at the fact that people are at home right now and they do have more time in their day because they're not commuting, they're not doing all these extra things. And so, you know, what would I do in that situation? Well, I'd want to educate myself during this time. I'd want to go, what kind of skills do I want to level up in? And I think video is such a prime space for people right now going, well, I got to keep making content. Always wanted to learn how to shoot great content. Where am I going to go to find that information? And that's why, you know, for us, we're really building out our LMS and making it free to anybody that comes to our site and go, you know, how do I learn how to shoot great video on my phone? How do I use a DSLR? What's shot composition? So that during this time, people are kind of skilling up. And then once, you know, we get through this, they're really going to be hitting the ground running going, all right, now I'm ready to ramp up my video content. And we're obviously there to help them.
I always get excited when I talk with you about video. And one of the things that's always been interesting and exciting about Shootsta is you take what people can do themselves as far as capturing media, be it with the kit or with, you know, whatever tools people have now at home. And then through your post-production process, you guys always up-level things. So you end up with a really professional looking product, which is obviously something people want. And it seems to be the hardest thing for people to get is that little polish on the end to make some of this stuff look really great and fit in the brand. One of the unique things that's going on right now is that everybody is producing from a level playing field. So you're seeing a lot of video that is obviously recorded from home. You're seeing it now on cable TV, people broadcasting from home. And so it feels like there's been kind of a leveling of the playing field. You don't have to worry about whether or not your set is good enough or, you know, where you're going to shoot. The location is determined. And so having that constraint in place really kind of sets people's expectations and allows you to play around with some new ideas. And so are you seeing people that are crowdsourcing things from their enterprise or producing things from home? Is anybody using that environment well?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? That is such a good point, Luke, around leveling the playing field. I didn't even really consider it that way, but you're going to have people kind of resetting the metric here. And I think the question is really, how are you going to like go beyond that now? What's going to set you apart now that everyone doesn't have studios? They don't have all this high-end, you know, equipment. So what does your post-production on your videos look like? And I think that's where people need to start going, okay, what's the new thing? So for our clients, you know, there's a couple of things there. I think they're obviously in the same situations as everyone else in the US right now. So we're seeing, you know, CEOs building their own little, you know, studio setups with their phones and mics and whatnot. We're advising them on that so they can get these messages out to their people. I'll tell you a little bit of something that we're doing. And because I do think the dust is still settling. I think some people are still going, hey, I don't know what the new world really looks like right now. So they're looking for inspiration and ideas. So one of the things that we're going to do, just kind of practicing what we preach, we've got some new ads we're creating at the moment just to promote, you know, distributed workforce and video content. Well, the challenge that we faced was, you know, last week we basically had to shut down the office and everyone works from home here in San Diego, and we were going to shoot these ads in our office. So now we're in this unique situation where we need to crowdsource all this content. So the process, just for your listeners, because I think it is something that everyone can get a takeaway from, is, you know, our creative producer came up with the concepts, working with our marketing team on what these six or seven ads need to be, what's the message, same process as any other piece of content that you're creating. And then he basically, you know, threw it out to everybody on Slack. Okay, guys, what gear do you have at home? And, you know, what's your comfortability level for that as well? So some people had, you know, DSLR. Some people have just had an iPhone. Some people had an iPhone and an audio solution. And so we were able to kind of get a sense of, you know, who could capture content. And with that knowledge, he then went away and said, okay, well, here's the shot list for the creative that we've developed. And, you know, I'll get sent a few things that say, hey, Chad, I need you to do a piece to camera with this and a cutaway of this. And then maybe some editors get some other content. Maybe our finance person gets something they need to shoot. But when we pull all that together, he's going to be creating these ads based on this crowdsourced content. And what I love about that is exactly what our clients should be doing right now. This doesn't need to sit with just one person to be like making videos in their home. It's like, okay, we're all in the same place. What tools do you have at your disposal? And then let's think about how that's going to contribute to the creative that we're going to do with this.
People who are in social isolation don't want to feel socially isolated, right? So being able to connect with a company, realize your team's still out there, things are still moving, people are going through the same thing you are. It feels like that kind of content, that it's a prime moment for that kind of content to really have an impact on companies.
Absolutely. And I think this is going to be the best push for authentic content that we've seen in a long time. And what I can't wait to see as people start adapting to the situation is that, what are they going to do with what they've got, with what they have in their hands? And that's kind of where we're trying to have those conversations with our clients, going, okay, what's at your disposal right now? What's important to you? What messages do you need to get out right now for your business? Business needs to keep on going. And so how do we use what you have to create something that's really interesting and effective? I think that the people I do worry about during this season, I feel for agencies right now, and I feel for freelancers too, where it's like, where am I getting my next job from? Because everyone's just kind of taking a deep breath right now, but also they can't really go and shoot content for people. So, you know, I would encourage any listeners out there that you've got creatives, you've got freelancers that you use, get in touch, check in with them, and also let them feed you ideas around what they could be doing for you with the tools that they have while they're working from home as well.
Absolutely. That's a really great call out. Some folks might be wondering how to up-level the productions that they are doing from home. And maybe you want the CEO to be able to deliver a message and you want it to look better than what he could record on the webcam on his laptop. Are you guys still shipping kits? It seems like when you can't send a crew, if you could send a kit, that would be the ultimate up-leveling in this situation.
Yeah, it's a really, really good question, Luke. If you're a client, absolutely. Just for random people needing gear, it's a little trickier than that. I wish we had a warehouse full of kits that we could ship all over the country. But right now, what we're doing for our clients that do have kits that are, locked down in their head office is we're trying to get a kit out to them on a short-term basis. Again, just helping them with tools and support. I think for a lot of people, though, just helping them with links to good gear on Amazon that can get shipped straight to the door is actually really useful. And that can be a pretty simple kit. It can just be here's a great tripod that you can use. We really like the Rode Go wireless mics. They're simple to use. You can plug it into your phone. Here's a list of what you need. Very intuitive. Let's jump on a video call to walk you through how to do that. And so that's kind of how we're helping people more at scale. And then for some of our clients that do need our main kits with, our mirrorless cameras, our teleprompters, and all that sort of stuff, we have a few that we can pass back and forth and whatnot where need be.
I'm going to throw another question at you, and I haven't given you any time to think about
I
this,
love
but
those.
when we look back at this in 5 years, I mean, this is one of those events that you're going to remember. I'm thinking, my kids are going to remember going through this. But in this industry, in the content creation space, what do you think is going to be different when we come out of this that's not going to go back to normal?
Oh, it's such a good question. I think what we're going to see during this time is obviously there's going to be an economical knock-on effect of this. It would be very hard to avoid it at this stage. Next financial years for businesses, they're going to reassess things just depending on how it impacts them. What I think that's going to do from a marketing point of view and production point of view, people are going to be looking for more cost-effective ways to create content. And I mean, that's the space that we sit in. So in that regard, we feel very fortunate because I think people are going to be looking at ways to keep the content machine running, but they're not going to be able to necessarily bring on more headcount or use that production company that they've used in the past. So it will democratize video a lot more. I think that you will see that creativity coming out of more individuals because they have to get more scrappy right now. And so, we may get that leveling down of content where people are feeling more comfortable shooting stuff on their phones through this time because they have to. And I think that'll be very interesting to look at the types of stories that are told through that as well. And so in that regard, I think you will see more, almost more creatives coming out of the woodwork within businesses as they have all this downtime, as they're skilling up, as they're getting scrappier with content. For us in our business, we look at this and we go, okay, this is a challenging time, just like any other company. You don't know what the landscape looks like. But also, there's so much opportunity out there right now to really help a lot of people that are looking at ways to do more with less. And that's really the position that we're taking. How can we educate people at scale? Even if they never become a shoots to client in any way, how do we just help them tell more stories? And that's really the steps that we're taking right now.
I think everybody wants to know that their business is moving forward and that people on their teams are innovating. And certainly, it does seem to be a time of opportunity. And I loved both of your responses to that question. And I do think, yes, for those employees right now that can innovate in this incredibly difficult time, those things are going to have some virality within your organizations. So it's a perfect time to go create great content.
Yeah, and let me turn the question around on you, Luke. What are you seeing out there? What do you think will happen through this season?
Well, I think that people are going to notice quality storytelling, and it's not going to be about production value for a little bit. For as long as we're locked down, things are going to be different, and people are still going to want timely and relevant content. And so I think people that learn how to focus on the themes that resonate with their audiences and how to build out stories and focus on the right conflict that is shared with your customers and really be able to show them that you are their partner in overcoming that conflict. I think highly thematic videos are going to be very popular, and we're all going to do it with a level setting of production value. And so I think that people that figure that out and can create that incredible content that's focused on strong themes are going to be able to continue to do that. And once they get back some of the normalcy of life and they can add in a few more production elements, their content is just going to get a lot better.
Yeah, it's such an interesting season, and you're absolutely right. We're going to look back at this and never forget what we go through, and it still feels early days right now. But I think one of the upsides is the fact that we're spending more time with our families, right? We're getting to see, you know, what our partners go through, you know, if they're at home all day with the kids and just balancing life. And, you know, if I can speak on a personal note, you know, I think what I'm going to be learning through this process is that balance of work and home life and relationships, especially when you're suddenly thrown into all of that being mixed together. And so, you know, valuing the time that you have with your kids, and even during a work day, about like taking them out, getting some sunshine, going for a walk. And I was even talking to, you know, one of my team today, and, you know, we're seeing a lot of this with partners working at home together. You're like, this is a whole new dynamic that we need to navigate. And he said, you know, I just got to be sensitive to when my wife's like, hey, I need you to leave now. Take the children for a walk. And I'm like, absolutely. We're going to have to be flexible right now. And I think on the other side of this, what we are going to see is, you know, the whole world has had to learn how to work remotely. So coming back from that will be very interesting. And I think, you know, you'll see a lot more work from home policies potentially coming out of this, because we've proven hopefully that we can do this well. And I would love to see the stats on productivity through all of this, creativity, you know, how do people like to work, and how that affects businesses and offices moving forward as well.
It is true. And content creators are going to want in on that same work from home policy. So this, you know, some of this create from home stuff is going to have to become the new normal.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
It's going to be very fun and interesting to watch.
Yeah.
Well, Chad, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate your participation and all the helpful tips and advice you've been able to give, and allowing us to just see how you're running your business to help us all brainstorm just a little bit more.
Thanks, Luke. It's always fun catching up with you, buddy.
I certainly know that I enjoyed it. Thanks to Chad, and thanks to all of the guests that we've had on lately. If you have thoughts on the topic, please feel free to leave a voice memo at anchor.fm/videoproductiondaily. Thanks so much for joining us today.